Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dag Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dag Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Amen. By the grace of God, we've come to the most important part of the service. If you are feeling sleepy, this is not the right time. If you are not seated, well, sit well. SP, you cannot be on your phone at this time. That area. Please, there are seats. If there's a seat in front of you, kindly move forward. Please, that area, please move, okay? Please move. SP, move from where you are. There's a seat in the middle for you. SP, move. Why are you at the back? Do you have your seat belt ready? We are in for a spiritual ride, I tell you. As the prophet has come to pass through this stage, I tell you that something has changed. And by the grace of God, we have our mother in the house who is here to minister an anointed word unto us, an unadulterated word. Church, help me welcome E.L. Joy!
Jesus, the man of Galilee.
Come on, sing it out.
When the rain don't shine.
For this morning, and as we come together, we pray that your word that is freshly baked in your oven, let it speak to us, let it fill the hunger in our spirit, let it fill the hunger in our hearts this morning. Speak to us and may we never be the same, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. And you want to find that Bible this morning, and you want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Those of you sitting at the table, you don't know that we pray this prayer every Sunday. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for another day, amen, and we thank him for the past week that we have had. And I just need to say to you that if our father came to this house and you were not here and you were not sick, you were just at home but you didn't come, I have to tell you that it's something in your life that you've missed. Yeah. And I, as your pastor, I'm not proud of you at all. But I thank God that there are many who came. Yeah. Many who traveled and came. Some had to go and negotiate with their bosses. Some negotiated with parents. Some took days off from work. And to all of you who did come, God bless you so much. And may you just remember, amen, the things he shared with us. And if you didn't come, I have to say to you that the devil is in control of your life. And it is true. I mean, I'm not saying it to be some way. That's what I'm saying from the pulpit. So I don't have to call you and say it to you in your face. Yeah. Because one of the things the devil does is that he makes us miss the thing that we need. Have you not noticed that the preaching can be going on, you'll be awake, and then the part of the preaching you need, no? That's when you fall asleep. That's even when you are there. The one that would have helped you. So let's say the points are three. And let's say point number one is not your point. Point number two is not. You'll be awake for point number one. You'll be awake for point number two. Then number three, that's your point, you know. That's the one that you sleep. Are you getting it? So there's such a thing as knowing your enemy in a war. Know him. That this is what he's going to do. Are you with me? You know that this thing that I need, he's going to do this or he's going to do that, you know. So I just want to say to you that, Chale, correct yourself first. Correct yourself. It's not because there were no people here. We had more than we could carry. Mm-hmm. It's just that as my church member, I'm giving you good advice. And some of you young people will say, oh, my mother say, my father say, but when you want to go and do nonsense in town, you know how to go. So don't come and give me that. I don't accept it. I don't accept it at all. When it is time to do what you want to do, you do it. Mm. But when it's time for church, then I'll say, my father say, hey. Anyway, so it's just to have said that. Amen. But we were truly blessed, and I was very encouraged by our church members. Many of you who just came around, anything that there is to do, you put your hands and you did it. And God bless you so much, because we made our Father happy, and it's needed. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So may you bear the fruit of that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are in our month of honor. The month of May is often our month of honor. And we've been talking, we've been sharing from the book, The Anointed and His Anointing. Amen. A very good book for us to read. Because, you know, there are many things in life that are not easy. Hello? Many things in life are not easy. But what does an anointing do? I want you to think of it like an engine. When you put two metal parts together, they will generate a lot of heat. And there will be a lot of problems. They can even start a fire. Yeah. But those same two pieces of metal, when you pour an oil over them, they will slide over each other very easily. And that's what the anointing does in the life of a person. Hallelujah. And so it's very important to know and to understand. I mean, one of the symbols of the anointing is the oil. Are you there? Uh-huh. But we also know that it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So be understanding and know that the anointing is important. When you meet an anointed rice seller, very different from a rice seller who's not anointed. Yeah. And rice tuned, then you use anointing to sell. When you are anointed, you are anointed. Uh-huh. Oh, you don't get it. When you are anointed, you are anointed. Whatever you are anointed. Are you seeing it? Uh-huh. So there are anointed people on the earth as well, and you need to understand it. The more you understand, the better for you. And last week, this week, maybe next week, we're talking about honor and the anointing, because there are some things that cause anointing to flow, and there are some things that stop the anointing. Yeah. Are you here? And knowing them helps you. I hope you understand what we're saying. Knowing them helps you, because if you knew that this thing will help the anointing to flow, will you not do it? Because after, we all need the anointing, though. We all need the anointing. But you can actually sit in the presence of an anointed person and receive exactly nothing. This week, we have been also blessed to hear that there's a new pope. And, yeah, some of you don't respect the Catholic Church. You have a lot to say. Wait until you are as many years as they are before you start talking. We are just in our first 40 years. And you look at us. Just the first 40 years, we can't even follow the things we're asked to do. And some people, how many years are they? About 2,000. Yeah. And they are still on board. So be careful. Be careful. You know, we are like a small girl. You are 16 years old. Your waist is 18 inches. Your hips 32. You are all shaped. Then you ask your mother, why is it that your stomach is the size of my hips? And you are now coming. You are now coming. Be careful. You don't know what has gone on. Are you in the church? Yeah. The church is very quiet all of a sudden. Hallelujah. Anyway, I don't even know how I got there. But we are talking about the honor and the anointing. Because we want the anointing and we need the anointing. What are the things that will do that will cause the anointing to flow? When we're in the presence of an anointed person, so I started talking about the Pope because there was a small write-up where the Pope's brother talked about his reaction. You know, nobody knew who the Pope was. We're all watching with me, even in my hotness. As I was organizing for my father to come, I realized that, Charlie, I've seen it. The white smoke has come. Hey, we've got us a Pope. So I was watching. The thing was on. I was waiting. Now, when the man came, his brother said something. His brother said that he just started shouting, it's Rob, it is Rob. The man is called Robert, it is Rob, you know. And he talked about when they were children, how their brother, when they are playing bows and arrows, he is playing church. You see, and that they used to tease him and say, you should be a Pope. It's like the way said, the way you do your things, you should be a Pope. And it has come to her. And then the brother said, he began to think, hey, things have changed though. So it's like, so now, what does it mean? Are you there? What does it mean? Hey, does it mean I can't just walk into his house? Does it mean, hey, yo. Now, whether they'll be blessed by having the Pope as their brother or not is heavily dependent on their ability to honor him. So you can be the sister brother of anybody, but if the person is anointed, for that anointing to affect you, there are many anointed people, their families are not blessed. And the reason is that the familiarity is so much that they don't honor the anointing. So it doesn't flow towards them. So that's when they come to the church and then they now see that, hey, this person was healed. Meanwhile, they were also sick, but they didn't receive anything. They also had need, but they couldn't receive it because there was no honor. And in this town that we are, there's very strong dishonor towards the anointing. Very, very strong dishonor. Are you there? I'm very quiet. Some of you have grown up in homes, you hear them talking anyhow. You see, and that's why you need to learn and not copy it. Hey. So today we are just going to the honor and the anointing. The honor and the anointing. I believe that some of this was taught last week, where we're taught that the anointing is, when it's not honored, it doesn't work. And in Mark chapter 6, you were given the scripture where you saw that, you know, Jesus himself, that's Jesus, Son of God, he did no miracles in his hometown because they dishonored the anointing. And later on, you find him back at work and people are being healed. Why? Because the people honored. Is that strong? Are you in the church? Tell your neighbor, it's the last time you speak nonsense about an anointed person. The last time. Yeah. It's the last time. If you ever started, now you didn't know, you were copying what you have seen around you. But now that you know, never do it. Never do it. If you are watching TV crying, a man of God is doing something you don't agree, that's why the channels are a lot. Change it. Don't curse your life. Don't stay there. You say, look at how the man of God has put his foot on the stomach of the... Please, oh. Please. Please. You don't know your Bible. If you knew your Bible, you know that Jeremiah was told, who went to lie there naked. How many days? When he finished, he said, turn your side. Turn this side. You are now looking at my face. So we don't know what God has said to his servant. I also don't want to see somebody putting his foot on. So I will just change the channel and go somewhere so that I will not say anything. Are you here? So I will not say anything. Even doctors, we respect them. Do you know what doctors do? Oh, you see, they are quiet. Remove your drawers. Lie on the couch. You don't say anything. That one, you don't say anything. Bring me gloves. There is passing his hand in place. You see, you are quiet. Now you are quiet. That one, you don't say. Because it is part of his job as a doctor. You are the one who is saying is this. But because he's a doctor, you don't say anything. But now that a pastor is doing something, you have something to say. Be careful. And if you like, don't do. You will be there, you will die. The church is very quiet, though. So where the anointing is not honored, it does not work. So the converse is also true. Where it is honored, it works. Yeah. Honoring the anointing is an obligation and a legal requirement. That was Galatians 6, 6 to 7. The third thing was, your honoring the anointing must be done according to the rank at which you receive. So if you receive me as a school teacher, I school teacher anoint school teacher. That's exactly what you get. Oh, yes. You receive me as a mother. Many of you say, mommy, mommy, mommy. You receive me as a mommy, that's all you get. Yeah. It's true. You see, the church is very quiet. Yeah. Mothers are nice. Mothers are soft. Occasionally, we knock your head. We feed you. We comfort you. That's mommy. That's one side. But that's not all. That's not all. If you receive the person as an anointed person, it's also something else. Hey. But today, I just want to talk to you about, you know, if you want to provoke blessing on yourself, are you here? Then honor is the way. It provokes the blessing. You see, there's a way to provoke the blessing. And there's a very beautiful story in 2 Kings chapter 4. Today, I'm preaching for a very short time because of some one or two things. 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's go read from verse 8. It's quite a long passage, but most of you didn't do your quiet time, so I know it's in order. It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. And she said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is a man, a holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he will turn in thither." And it fell on that day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber and lay there, and said to Gehazi his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when she came, when he had called her, she stood before him. And he said unto her, "Say now unto her, Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for you? Would you be spoken for to the king, or is it or to the captain of the host?" And she answered, "I dwell among my own people." And he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehazi answered, "Verily, she has no child, and her husband is old." And he said, "Call her." And when she had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, "About this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaiden." And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to continue reading a little bit. Let's jump down. Continue verse 18. "And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to the lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him, he brought him to his mother. He sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out." Now, from here, we're going to jump. It's a very long story, so we're going to jump. But when she put it down, then she told us, "Well, I'm coming." And she went to go and look for the man of God. Verse 34. "And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, went up, stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed 7 times and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, Call the Shunammite. And so he called her. And when she was come in unto him, he said, Take up thy son. She went in and fell at his feet, bowed herself to the ground, took up her son, and went out." Hallelujah. A very beautiful story. Amen. Now, this story is actually a lesson. Amen. It is actually a lesson teaching us how to honor, and also teaching us how honor can lead to a blessing. And so if we look a little closer at the steps that this woman took, it will give us a little bit information. Now, this is for people who want to honor people and want to get the anointing. You that you don't want, please, you are okay. You can go home. Let's go. Say, neighbor, me, I'm not going anywhere. It's you. Go by me, I'm not going anywhere. Hallelujah. And you see, honor has to be taught, because human beings as we are so proud that dishonor is what comes naturally. That's what comes naturally. You will see a young boy in the house, as soon as he starts to grow small, and he starts to get a beard small, and a lady starts, you'll see that he starts to challenge his father. So it's not that he's a bad boy. It is that unless he is taught, that's what he will do. When you teach him that, listen, we don't do that. We don't dishonor. Your father is your father. And no matter who you are not your father. True or lie? With a girl, you can always tell when a guy has begun to grow hair, or a guy has begun to lie. Because this nice girl was walking in the house, respectful and everything. As soon as some man is blowing hair or telling her that you see attitude will be coming, she'll be chair and wearing things. Unless somebody tells her, hey! You know, so dishonor is just natural. It's just the way that we do our stuff. Are you here? So let us go back to the beginning and pick up the few lessons that we can pick out of this. The first lesson that I want you to see is that the Bible says in verse 8 that this woman saw the man passing. She didn't really know the man. She just perceived that he was a man of God. Now, the first thing she did, and this is how to learn to honor, she took a quality decision. She made a decision. I've been seeing this man going and coming, going and coming. Nothing to do with her, but she could see he's a man of God. When your nose is flat, you don't see a man of God when he's passing. That's your flat nose that was doing you. That's why you were at home when Bishop Dag was here. Your nose is flat. You cannot tell spiritual things, and you cannot tell what it will do for you. I'm talking to somebody. Or that's why you came, and then at a point you left and you went home. I mean, you are without intelligence. I'm driving demons as I'm speaking, I tell you. Yeah. Are you there? It was a decision that she made. I perceive that this is a holy man of God. The man was not coming to her. The man did not know her. But she said, he passes by us continually. He goes and he comes. He goes and he comes. That's a man of God. And she realized that, Charlie, the way I'm perceiving that this is a man of God, honestly, I think, are you following? So what is your decision? It's a decision that you make. And from today, I want you to make a decision that I will not dishonor the anointing, no matter where it is coming from, no matter who it is. Don't even say that, oh, this person is not in our church, so it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Are you in the church? It's not okay. So she sees the man going, coming. She makes a decision. And the decision is that, I'm going to do something about this. So then she starts. Where does she begin? She begins at a lower level. You people who are doing this thing, you are not smart at all. Because the Bible says that the man would come there. Go to verse 8 and stay there. Are you seeing it? The man came in there and he began to eat bread. That's what she had. That's what she gave the man. So the man comes. He knows that as I'm passing this house, I've left my house. But remember, they used to walk everywhere. I can stop and I'll drink bread. I'll eat bread and drink tea. And nope, they will not get up and say, and this man, he likes drinking tea. He drinks tea too much. The last time I bought my bread, 20 cedis, he ate all. Your mouth like okro. You see, when you are honoring you, she's made up her mind. And she started at a certain level. So when you are starting to honor, you want to honor our prophet, you want to honor any man of that person sitting there, she go home. Are you there? When you want to start, you start at the level that you can manage. Are you here? Not some, it didn't cost her much. Ask your neighbor, bread, how much? Bread, a couple of slices of bread, how much? So it was something that she could do. Some of you, when we say that this is honor your prophet, or we say that this is what? Galatians 6:6 Sunday, you stay at home. And you stay at home because you have not made a decision to honor. And that's why I'm preaching this word today. I'm showing you how to begin to honor. And some of you are in school. They are giving you an allowance. But you know that honor your prophet will come. You know that or Galatians 6:6 will come. Something, let us honor. You put aside your little. You put that thing aside. That, this year, from this month to this month, every Friday, I'll not eat my lunch. And I put together that, how many CDs that was my lunch. Because you will not die. Who here you will die if you don't eat lunch? The lunch now ready now. Are you there? So that is what the woman did. She started at the point where she was. She made the decision, and it was a lower level of honoring, but it was something. Hallelujah. And it's a good way to start. If you overstretch yourself to start, it's like you have gone to the gym, and I'm going to gym. Then you go and carry some. Please, how many kilos do they start with? They start with how many kilos? First day. They start with 15. But if you see a small person like Paulina, I give her 15 kilos. You start with what? Some 5, 8 kilos. Yeah, something you can carry. But you have gone and you say that, I'm going to start with 52 kilos. That's the last time you gym. What it will do to you now, you will never gym again. Amen. So you don't start at a very, very wild level. You start at something, this I can do, and I can do it, and I'll be doing it like that. So the woman, they said he passed there as often as he passed by. So for a while, bread and tea. Then tomorrow, okay, let me add one egg. Bread and tea and egg. Oh, if I add some tomatoes to the side, the corner of the plate, it will look bread and tea and egg and tomatoes. Look, the last day we slaughtered some pig, we have some sausage. So bread and tea and egg and tomatoes and sausage. She's growing in her ability to honor. Hallelujah. And if you are in this house and for the past 20 years you have been honoring with the same amount of money, there's a problem. Then you are not growing in your honoring. You see, and it's important that you grow, because at this level, yes, she was honoring the man of God. And the man of God was coming to her house, but we don't know of any additional blessing that she was getting at that time. We don't know of any. But as she continued, a time came when she felt that I can do something more. When this man comes, I can see that he has been walking. Ministry to the villages on the way. I can see that when he arrives here, he's tired. I can see that he's in need of something more than just this, my bread and tea, and I can do something more. So she talks to her husband, because by this time, maybe she needs his okay, she needs a little help. And she says, oh, you see this side of our wall, eh? If we just, the foundation is there already, if we just do this and this, we can make a room. Are you there? We can make a room. Master. Uh-huh. And then, and look at then she says, and then we can give him a bed and a table, a stool and a candlestick. You see, the woman now begins to grow in her honoring. And she says, let's make a room. There are rooms and there are rooms. Hello? There are rooms and there are rooms. I'm sure for a while, the only thing that was in the room was a bed. Then after a while, we have a little more. Let's add a table and a chair. After a man of God, when he comes, he's going to have to read his Bible. Let's give him a place to sit. Hey, sometimes when he comes, it is in the night. ECG has done its usual things. So let us put a candle there so that when he comes and he has rested a little, he can get up and read his Bible before continuing. So she made a decision. Are you in the house? It was a decision. Let me move further. In this house, the reason why we say give money is that we don't know what the man of God needs. In this situation, she was able to see it. But sometimes you can't see. When you can't see, put the money in there so that the person can do what he wants to do with it. Are you in the church? And so you begin to grow in your giving. You used to do 20 CDs. Then you say, oh, I can do some 50 so that if he's buying lunch, he can add water. Oh, I can do some 70 so that the quality of the lunch crack can change. Because 70 cities buys a different lunch from 20 cities. Hey. I said, hey. You know, so you are growing in it. Hallelujah. So this woman begins to grow. Now, she does all these things. Honestly, this thing is a whole message in its own, a prophetic message about the things she put there. We'll talk about it another day. But I want you to see something. A certain day came when the man came as usual, and he went into the room and he lay down there, and suddenly he began to appreciate something. He's come here a few times. He began to appreciate the fact that, oh, there's a bed for me when I come. Apart from the meal, they have really. So suddenly he said, ah, no. Now the blessing has to come. Now the blessing has to follow. When you begin to grow in the honoring, as you grow in the honoring, God sees. Now there is no food you will give God that he can eat. There is no dress you can give God that he will wear. There's no money you can send him that he can do anything with. But when you do it to one of those he has sent, you have done it unto him. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The Lord sees it. Or when you do it in his house, he sees it. My offering used to be five cedis. Some of you have given five cedis. Since five cedis was money, you have been giving it until today that five cedis is not money. And you are still doing five cedis. When we said Healing Jesus, the money that you pledged 10 years ago, So your neighbor, you are not a candidate for a certain kind of blessing. I mean, God with a certain kind. I don't know about you, but me, I want major blessings, big blessings. Not the small ones, big ones. Big ones. And you never know when something you have done is what saves your life. Hallelujah. Are you in the church? Now, the Bible says that he came and lay there, and then he began to think, no, this woman, it's time I reward her. So when he called the lady, initially I said, should I talk to the king for you? Should I? The woman said, oh, I don't have any need of anything. You see, she didn't have a child, but she had come to the point in her life where she had let go of her dream. She had let it go. Let it not ruin my life. God has blessed me. I have so many things. I don't have a child. It's all right. It's okay. That's where she had reached. Are you there? So, she didn't say anything about wanting a child. I thank God for assistants who gossip like Gehazi. There are some people in this world that everything they know. Please, somebody should check that young man out. If he's coming to church, I wonder where he's going to. Stroll him. Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. So, she said, oh, I'm okay. Then Gehazi was the one who came and shared the thing and said, oh, but Robert, she actually needs a child, though. She actually needs a child. That's what she needs. She doesn't have one. That's what she really needs. So Gehazi came and said it, and the man of God spoke unto her, a year from now, there is an honoring that you will honor that releases a blessing upon you. Are you in the house? It releases a blessing upon your life. Amen. And in this house, you see us practicing honor. Amen. Every man of God who has come here, we never knew our father would come, so we're not practicing for our father. We were just doing what we must do. But every man of God who has come, there's an anointing. Let's honor the anointing. Let's honor the anointing. That's why the day our father himself came, we knew what we have to do. But if you have been sitting there, you have never honored anybody. Everything you have, you are just eating it. Come to church, five cities. It's raining, five cities. There's a fire, five cities. We are building, five cities. Somebody's not well, five cities. Tell your neighbor, it's time you change your offering. It's time you change your offering. Because your offering is an honor to God. Ah, let me jump to a certain scripture. I'm coming back. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. Verse 23. I have to read it for you. You think God doesn't mind? You'll be there. You have not brought me the small cattle of your burnt offerings. Neither have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. I just say, you have not brought anything to me. Verse 24. You have not bought me no sweet cane with money. You have not filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. But you have made me to serve with your sins, that you have wearied me with your iniquities. I just had to answer somebody who said it doesn't matter. This was God speaking. Amen. Anyway, so let's go back to our story. So this woman now, as she began, you see, I want you to see something. Her blessing came as she began to honor at a higher level. Everybody has a level. you are a rich man, a rich person, something, if you buy lunch for the man of God, it's nothing. It's nothing. Based on where you are, it's a very low offering. But somebody who has been eating gobe for 3 months, he saves and he buys jollof and this for that. You see, do you understand? In relation to who he is and where he is in life, it's suddenly a major offering. So it's in relation to you. So in this case of this woman, she now left the bread and whatever to a place for the man. And you see that it provoked something. It provoked something, and she was blessed and she had the child. Hallelujah. So you need to grow in your honor. Hallelujah. And we can see it that, you know, the honor, the anointing is provoked by the honor that is given. That is what you are seeing here. And it is something we have seen in this house. Man of God after man of God has come here. Then they'll say, I've never ministered like this anywhere. And it's because of a certain honor that is given. It is an honor to be excited when the person comes. It is an honor to make an effort when the person comes. I have to say, because it's not everybody. You see, we look like we're one church. But when we are doing these things, I hear the comments of some of you. What is this, Akolagro, that they are making us do? I heard it. I just didn't say anything. Yeah, I've heard it before. They are doing something too much. What is all this dancing? You see, you have put yourself in the wilderness. Yeah. So the blessings we are getting, you don't get some. When you come, you don't get anything. How do we know you don't get anything? You as you were, so as you were, so you are, so you is. I mean. Because you should see that the woman got a major blessing because she had two issues. She didn't have a child and the man was old. When the man is young and you don't have a child, it's a problem. But now there are two trouble. You don't have a child and the man is old. Give me power. There are children in the house, so I cannot explain to you. Give me power. See me in chambers. I will explain it to you. Now, there are children in the house. I cannot say it here. Hallelujah. Now, I've almost finished preaching. But I want you to see something. There were several consequences. The first thing that her honor did was that it brought her a major blessing. The child, the dream she had given up. And some of us who are here, you have wanted to see something. And all this time you have not seen it and you have given up. But maybe you should go back to God and ask him, what should I honor with? And sometimes God has even told you and he said, oh, and you didn't do. Yeah. God, he speaks. He speaks. The church is very quiet. I've heard him many times. Everything that is there, bring it. I remember one time I went somewhere. I didn't have money. And when I went, somebody owed me. The person paid me. And when I took the thing, I didn't open the envelope. And he told me all of it this way. You see that you're quiet? Yeah. Another time I went somewhere. And there are people who know how to honor. I went to a place. And they gave me a very honorable honorarium. I was like, hey. When I counted, I didn't believe it. As I was counting, they told me, okay, this side, put this one, this one, this one, this one. When you go to your father. Yeah. Another time. Another time, as I was going somewhere. I mean, when I get there, I have to live somewhere. I have to eat. He said, everything they have given to you, hotel, food, everything, put it together. Send it. You see, you are saying, hey, hey, but I'm blessed. You are sitting there. You see, it's not nice that I'm having to say what I'm saying, but it's to show you something because some of us, this our minus me is too strong. You hear the thing, but you will never do anything about it. You say, oh, it's working for that minus me. But you have to see that there's what I'm sharing with you. You haven't done some. As I know other people, when her father was coming, somebody went her whole salary for the month. So if the person is blessed, can you talk? You see that I'm very quiet. You are thinking. You can see that you have done yourself. Yay. Now, the story gets interesting. Because after the child was born, the child began to grow. And then a time came when trouble came. I have to tell you that trouble is a part of life. Those of you who want to end yourself because of a difficulty that has come. The other day, somebody was telling me, oh, my life, something about, I've put my whole life into something. I said, I've done it 3 times and lost everything 3 times. Stop what you are doing. Oh, it's part of life. Tell anybody it's part of life. It's part of life. Your parent has passed away. I'm sorry, but it's part of life. He never promised us that your person you love because you love them, they will live forever. He never said that. He only promised that in the trouble, I'll be there with you. So this woman, after this marvelous miracle, she was there one day. They brought her a child. The child is not well. And the child died. I want to show you something that I pray you will open your spiritual ears to hear it. Because this one, you need spiritual ears. If your ears are physical, it won't make any sense to you. When the woman realized that her child had died, she spoke to nobody about it. Even the child's father, she didn't tell him. She took the child. She entered into the chamber she had built for the man of God. And she went to the bed. And she laid her child on the bed. When you honor God, and when you do a sacrifice, there's a time that you hold your sacrifice. You say, God, my burnt offering. This is my burnt offering. Yeah. This is my burnt offering. You cannot be... Jesus, help me to preach. Are you here? The sacrifice that you gave, that's what... Because it was a sacrifice. That's where she took the child. She didn't go to any human being. She didn't go to any person. She just went and put the child there. What have you given to God? What have you given to him? That in your day of trouble, you can refer to it. What have you given him? I've knelt down by my bedside before. And I've told God, my husband is a man of God. I give up my rights as a wife. I lay it down. You will never hear me say, my husband doesn't have time for me. Don't take me out. He doesn't do this. Don't give me that. No, because it was my burnt offering. It's my burnt offering. When I finished, I remember when I was praying, I was crying. A few weeks later, I knelt down again. Father, these children. Because by then I could see that he was moving me in the ministry in a way. Burnt offering. I give you my children. I just leave it. I leave it here. I was crying. And I'll go and do this. And I'm crying, my children. I'll go and go. You are sitting by yours and you are, hey, I cannot do. I'm watching. I'm coming. Be careful. Be careful. When they leave, you don't know. I have to tell you something. You cannot follow your child every day. No matter how much you love the child, go and ask them what they are up to. Oh, my child doesn't do this. Oh, my child does not eat gobe. Oh, my child doesn't pay. No worry, no problem. As you have left them there, the porno that they are watching, you have no idea. The girls they are sleeping with, you have no idea. Hey, may I sacrifice mine to the Lord? What does it mean to sacrifice it? If they want me to stay at home and do this, and God says this, I'm going. I'm doing God's own. You see, they are quiet up there again. I'm very quiet. No problem. What have you sacrificed to God that you will call it? I say, God, this woman, she took the thing and put it on the bed. Me, I told God, I said, Lord, I can see that I'm aging. And I told him, now listen, as you have collected my 3 children, don't give me the kind of sickness that you lie down that somebody has to be tending you, because my 3, they are with you. So that who will be tending me and carrying me? No. So just don't do it. I could point to my sacrifice. What sacrifice have you given that you are pointing to? The woman went up, put the child on the bed, and went to look for the man of God. As she was going, who is that usher on his phone? Be careful. Be very careful. You are so unspiritual. That's why at this point you're on your phone. Are you there? She went to look for the man of God. The man of God saw her coming. The way she was coming, he could see that there's a problem. He sent Gehazi, go and ask her what is wrong. The woman, look, she didn't even look at him. Because she has performed a sacrifice. You Gehazi, who were you? Where were you when I was sacrificing? Excuse me, I'm going to the man of God. When she went there, she just went and held his feet. And the man of God said, trouble has come. What has God done that he didn't tell me? Then he now heard that the child had died. The same bed she had put the child. That's the same place the man of God went. That's where he went. He stretched himself over the child. First time, second time, suddenly the child came back to life, began to sneeze. Achoo. After the seventh time, he was alive. What have you given to the Lord? What have you honored the Lord with? What sacrifice have you given to him that you will stand on in your day of trouble and you will remind the Lord of what you have done and receive a miracle? There are some things I don't discuss it with any human being. I'm going to him. What have you given him? What have you given him? Even your small time you're giving to him, you give him. Look at the complaining you complain. Small time. But when you compare it to your time on social media, how exactly does it compare? I'm asking you a question. How does it compare? What have you given him? Me today, I've preached you from my heart. What honor have you given? We are a church. We are learning to honor. May it never come from your mouth that you are dishonoring. Do not dishonor the Lord's anointed of any color or type. Never in your life. Rather, look for a way to honor. Because in it is that me. I will not lie to you. I'm very blessed. I will not lie to you. Hey, are you in the church? The woman took her son and she went out. There is a level of honor that carries the blessing with it. And my prayer is that you will find it in your heart. The things you came to see on Thursday, you know we were not pretending. It is an honor that we really wanted to give. There are different kinds of honor. I don't know if we get time to talk about it. You see, but one of the honors is the words of the person. Some of you are in this church, you have never listened to any word of Bishop Dag. Nothing. That's why your life is how it is. No honor. When we come and we say, let's learn the song. Today, our Father has told us, you start with your excuses. We are moving on. We'll not even look back. We are moving on. Yeah. But may God help us to honor. May he help us to come out of our foolish mouths. You know, when you read the social media, it's shocking. Shocking the things we say. Some of you, the reason your life is not going, you have dishonored your Father as you are standing here. That's what has gone against you. Hey, but my Father didn't look after me. You were not told to honor him because he's looking after you. Just an instruction. Honor. He didn't say love. He said honor. Bow down your head this afternoon and begin to pray. You have insulted your mother. You are standing here and you are expecting life to go well. It cannot go well. It cannot go well. Hey, my mother, she's a foolish woman. That's why you are a fool too. Repent. Repent immediately. You have spoken about a man of God somewhere, woman of God somewhere. You have opened your mouth and run diarrhea. Immediately. Begin to ask the Lord for mercy. We need his blessing. We need his help. We need his help. You have disrespected the shepherd that God has appointed over your life. You have made your shepherd cry. God saw those tears. Better repent at this time. Oh Father, forgive me. That shepherd may look like nothing to you, but that shepherd was anointed by God. And as we have taken offerings and we said we are doing things to God's house or to honor God, the man of God, you have a lot to say. That's why poverty has worn itself around you like this. Today, deliver yourself in the name of Jesus. Today, ask the Lord to forgive. Today, ask that the blood will pour over you and forgive you. Ask God to help you. Ask Him to take you out. Oh God, I never knew. I never knew. And today, make that decision. I'll be a person who honors. 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 Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Oh, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy on us, O God. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, some of us, we have dishonored God. Week after week, He has invited you, come forward, come and receive my son. And week after week, you have resisted Him. You say, I don't need you, God. But today, I'm asking you to honor God. Honor the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. How do you honor? You honor it by honor that sacrifice by giving Him your life. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you are here this afternoon, you are saying, I've not given my life to Jesus. But I want to. I didn't know it was dishonor. But today I've learned and I want to give Him my life. Lift up your right hand. We're going to pray together. Lift up your right hand. You are here like that. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. Your hand is lifted up. I want you to come to me. We're going to pray together. We're going to give our life to Jesus. You're going to tell Him that you have changed. Just come very quickly. My time is almost up. Just come. Help them to come. Just come. The sacrifice of Jesus cannot be in vain. Just come. Somebody, your heart is beating. Boom, 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 like that. Jesus is calling you. Do not dishonor His sacrifice. Just come. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your heart is beating. Just come. Two guys, your heart is beating. I'm waiting for you. Just come.
Give Him your life today. Just come on.
You know that if Jesus comes today, you're not going with Him. You better arrive here. Just come.
Let Him have His way.
I'm just contending for the spirit of somebody. Your heart is just beating like that. Jesus is the one who is knocking at the door of your heart and telling you to answer. Just come. In a few minutes, we're going to be praying together. Just come. Just come. Your age does not matter. Your wealth does not matter. Your beauty, your size does not matter. You need Jesus. Just come. Just come. Let us pray. I'm still waiting. Where is the person? You see, as soon as I'm trying to move on, I'm just not allowed to. Just come. Step out. Are your friend? Just leave the friend and come. Let us pray. You want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please wash me in your blood. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior and you are my Lord. I thank you for receiving me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus'
name. All of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIDRC. God richly bless you.